Yes, my name's Ray Ashton, and I was born in 1930 to Wood Lane Farm, just between Ashington and Bamford. Yes, it was near Etherdeen.
And it's gone now?
It's gone now. It's the other side of the road. We was a small farm. It was only just a small farm, probably two cows or something, and a few pigs, hens.
Your aunts used to have teas, didn't they, in Asherton?
They used to do teas and hot water from their house, yes. Yeah.
For walkers or...?
Anybody to go and have a cup of tea. People used to take their own tea and that and just want boiling water to mash it.
So what, could you buy a lot of things in Asherton?
Not really, because there was just one shop there, general shop. If you wanted butter, they cut it off a big slab.
Right. And I suppose on the farm that you lived on, you grew a lot of vegetables. And
well, we did. You know, we did.
So you didn't need to buy. Did you have your own meat as well?
Well, chicken. Yes, I remember bacon, and I didn't like it at all.
Why not?
Because it was all fat.
Oh, right. And would that be your own bacon?
Yes, it was. And, you know, and it would be hung up in the kitchen there, and you just slice it off. Just take it down.
The name of the farm was Wood Lane Farm, you said.
Ray used to fetch the water from this trough.
Our water pipe.
Oh, so you
so there was no water.
But prior to that, you had mange.
We had just mange. Mm. Oh, for spring, summer.
Oh, spring. Spring water.
Yeah.
Right. And what about your toilets that have been outside?
That was the old outside earth toilet earth across toilet, the inside. Yes. Like yeah. The old was in the area.
Yeah.
There was no sewage system there. Mm.
But when you left there, you didn't get any compensation, did you, at all?
No.
You just had to leave.
Was your farm owned, was it part of the Duke of Norfolk estate then?
It was the Durham Valley Water Board.
Right.
They owned the farm. Yeah,
right.
See, they bought the farm out, probably bought it from the Duke. And then, you see, for the reservoir.
So how did people feel about all the houses and farms being bought and flooded and having to move?
As far as I know, there wasn't really any objection like there would be today. They just accepted it.
That's what they got to do.
Yeah. The local, some of the larger farmers took farms on the way. The Waynes used to live at Grainfoot.
Oh, yes.
And they went to Isle of Orr.
Yes.
But the smaller ones, of course, there were several about, just accepted it and
moved on.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you moved from Asherton?
I should be about 10.
Right.
Yeah, probably 10.
Right.
Because it was 1940. 40. Yeah.
Right. And when you were a child, and if you lived there till you were 10, where did you play? Did you just play on the farm?
Play on the farm. Mm. I amused myself with the things. Mm. With the dog and that, going to the dog kennel and things like that.
And you didn't have a television or anything like that?
No electric or gas.
No electric.
The thing was the radio. But that was by batteries.
Right.
And they used to come round once a week with the batteries, charge it and change it. And you couldn't have the wireless on all the time, otherwise you'd be short on battery, you couldn't listen to the programme you wanted.
Mm. And you had candlelight, of course.
Candlelight, paraffin lamps you had to prime and that, and trim the wicks and smell and clean the glasses. And it was, you know, just lit the table it was on, really.
In Asherton itself, you had one shop, you had some tea rooms, didn't you?
Yes, the tea rooms at the Asherton Inn, and that was a big shed, timber structure, and that was moved down Lidget Lane, below the houses, and it was used as a recreation hall, called it Burns Club.
Burns Club?
Burns.
Oh, Burns Club.
Because the contractor for the dam was a Scotch firm, and they called it Burns Club. And there they had bus drives, and during the war there was propaganda films there, which was all right for us, you know. Yeah. As younger people, it was all exciting.
Yeah. Where did you go to school?
Bamford.
You walked?
Walked. Yeah.
How long did that take?
Too long. Ginger said I could got delayed a bit, the dam, because when you see all these big machines, noise for the boys, really, watching them, and there was all steam, mostly steam-powered. There wasn't any electric. Well, there was a few electric cranes and that, but a lot of them were steam. And there were a lot of little trains. They moved the earth from there to make the bank. Of course, it's a bit late a few times to school, you know, if there was something exciting going on, I thought. Looking back, it was a hard way of life.
It must have been quite a hard life for your parents.
It was. You know, come wash day and that for my mother. I know she always dreaded it, so did we, really.
And there's pictures in this album. We'll have a look in this album, see if it jogs your memory. Yeah.
And that's down there's the church, you see.
Yes.
I was christened there. That's down torn.
That's inside. And
that's the interior,
all the
panelling.
Didn't some of that panelling go into the water board at the top? And the officers for the Derwent Valley Water Board had some panelling.
Oh, it's all panelled, that staircase. I don't know where it came from, in the filter house.
I don't know, it's all panelled.
Yeah. Because I worked there when I left school, just for a couple of months, making tea with a bucket on a stove for health and safety. Boiling water bucket, there we are, 14-year-old.